Okay, let us begin. Mitzvah Ches, the eighth mitzvah out of 613 of the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Sefer Chinuch. So we have Shalol Hosir Mibsar HaPesach. As we continue the mitzvahs relating to Karban Pesach, there is an Avera, there's an Isser, not to leave over any of the Karban Pesach. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalol Lohosir Klum, Mibsar HaPesach L'machrato, I'm not allowed to leave over any from the Karban Pesach for tomorrow. We'll get to exactly what tomorrow means. Shu Yom Chamisha Asar B'Nisan, I have to eat it that night. That night, exactly what is the ending time, we will see. But that is the Isser regarding Karban Pesach, which means you have to work backwards. We know everybody has to be appointed to a Karban Pesach, so one has to make sure that they have enough appointees to eat the Pesach, not enough to eat half the Pesach, because what are you going to do with the other half of it? So you have to work out exactly how much everybody's going to eat from the Karban Pesach. There are a number of mitzvos that are related to this one, that it's important to note when one does this one. I have it here in the Rambam, but the Sefer Chinuch has the exact same counting as we mentioned. There's a separate Isser, as it says here, to leave over the meat of the Karban Pesach. There is a separate Isser to leave over the fats of the Karban Pesach that are supposed to be burned. That's a mitzvah kuf tezayin in the Rambam. Also, Sefer HaChinuch quotes it as well in mitzvah tof pei vav. It says, shehizharnu mehiniach emurin shal haPesach, shelo yakrivim. That's a separate isser of leaving over the fats of the Karban Pesach. And there's an isser of leaving over meat from the Karban Chagiga that's brought with the Karban Pesach. A separate aveira. And there's a separate aveira to leave over any meat from Pesach Sheni, which is a mitzvah in Parshas Baal Oscha. And then there's a separate mitzvah to leave over meat of any carbon. So if you think about it, the Minchas Chinuch points us out in Os Hay, but you don't need him to point it out. You just read the Chinuch, look at the all connected mitzvahs. Every aspect, everything connected to the Karban Pesach is counted separately. Leaving over the meat of the Karban Pesach, leaving over the fats of the Karban Pesach, leaving over meat of Pesach Sheni, leaving over meat of the carbon that's brought with the Karban Pesach. That's all counted as separate losases. And then there's another one that includes all other carbonas. It said in Parsha Sav by the Karban Toda, it says you're not allowed to leave over the meat of any carbon. The Huadin, says the Rambam, the Chinuch, all other carbonas. So it's fascinating. For some reason, the Rambam and the Chinuch following him count a separate mitzvah by Karban Pesach. And all other karbanas are included in another mitzvah. Chatas, Ashem, Shlamim, Toda. Everything. Only Pesach merits having its own mitzvah. Again, emphasizing the uniqueness of Karban Pesach. Maybe it's connected to the Mishnah that we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago. The Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav, which emphasizes that the importance of the eating the Karban Pesach. And everything related. So if I leave it over, I'm not eating it, so maybe that is related. But the first point is to note that there are so many mitzvahs related to the Karban Pesach. The Minchas Chinuch suggests if you leave over the Karban Pesach, you violate two. You violate leaving over Karban Pesach and violate leaving over Karbanis in general. This is also included, but that is a Chiddush. It might be this is specified because Pesach is not just another Karban, but it is its unique, has its unique nature. Okay, that's point number one, mitzvahs that are related. The language of the Sefer HaChinuch here is Shalola Hosir Klum Mi Besar Pesach. You can't leave over anything. Klum. And the Rambam's Lashon, again, the Rambam is translated. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic, so it's a translation. But in the Frankel translation, it says Me Hosir Shum Davar Mi Besar HaPesach. Same idea. Can't leave over anything. Says the Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph. It sounds like what they're trying to emphasize is that the amount one has to leave over here is not a kezias. It's even less than kezias. It seems like that's what they're trying to emphasize. Because lo lohosir klum. Even though most Yisurim in the world we have are kezias, that's the shear that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. When it comes to this, that's only by Yisurim of eating. When it comes to leaving over, the emphasis seems to be shalom lohosir klum. Even a little bit is usher because there's no shear of this aveira. It's not that it's usher because of chatzi shear. I did half of the amount, but it's usher mishum. Any amount is the aveira. That's what the first Minchas Chinuch says. The efshar lomar the kavanas rav mechaber kiva delav ze eino ba'achila imkein efshar ein tzorak kezayis ragafilu kol shehu. And he says if you even contrast this with a different halacha, which is about the aveira of carrying out piece of the Karban Pesach outside your group. We mentioned yesterday, you have to eat it in your group, in your house. So the Rambam's Lashon, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, is Hamotzi Kezayis Basar HaPesach Mechabura. So there he says Kezayis. carrying out. Why should there be a difference between carrying out and leaving over? This Minchas Chinuch does not know exactly why that should be, but the phenomenon seems to be true, that by this Aveira of leaving over Karban Pesach, it seems to be that there is no shear, it's any tiny amount left over is the full Aveira of leaving over the Karban Pesach. And, as the Chinuch continues, if you leave it over, L'machrato, when is the Isser kick in? When does the Isser kick in? When is it too late? When does one violate Nosar? So this is at the Lechor, at the Sovs Manachila, when you can't eat it anymore. If you left it over until after you can't eat it, so then one violates the Isser. So what exactly is that? So we mentioned it, I think, 2 days ago when we spoke about the mitzvah of Achila, of Karban Pesach. This is a Machlokas Tanaim, quoted in the first parak in Brachas, but it's also quoted on the second to last daf in Psachim. Psachim Kufchafim Abeis quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That there's a Machlokas when we have to finish the Karban Pesach by. Do we have to finish it by Chatzos? That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Or do we have all night to eat it? Rabbi Akiva. Right? Machlokas in the Gemara. Who do we paskin like? So usually things are clear. There are Machlokas how to understand Gemara. Usually things are clear. But here's a Machlokas Rishonim how to paskin. We don't know how to paskin. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. You have the whole night to eat it. Going through the Rambam, you don't have to hurry to finish everything by Chatzos. When's Chatzos tonight by the Seder? You don't have to worry about it. You have all night. Balei Tosfos say no. You have to worry. You have to worry. Chatzos. You have to finish everything by Chatzos. And the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins lechumra. Shulchan Aruch says you have to finish it until Chatzos. Same in Tough Ayin Zion. Yesterday we mentioned Tough Ayin Vav. That was about the meaning of the roasting. Tough Ayin Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says v'yezahir laoch lo kodem Chatzos. Make sure you eat the afikomen before Chatzos. The Ramah says maybe even halal before Chatzos, because halal is also part of the mitzvah. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. You get Taf Ayin Zayin, you got to try to finish it before Chatzos. Says the Dogomer Vava, right on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Dogomer Vava was written by the Noda Yehuda. It's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Says the Dogomer Vava, Mishir la Ones. What happens if you have an Ones? Let's say there's a Hatzala guy that got called. He's about to start his Seder, and he got called. And all of a sudden, he's out with the call. He gets back 10 minutes before Chatzos. What do you do? 10 minutes before Chatzos. You have a lot to do in those 10 minutes. So what do you do? The Dogo Meravava says, Mishira la ones, shelo yachol lechol, prusas hamosi al Chatzos. So first of all, he says, if the Hatzalah went to after Chatzos, you don't make the bracha of al-achilas matzah. It's a sfeika d'dina. If you have to eat it after Chatzos, machlokas aposkim, eat it, but don't make the bracha. Savi brachas lahakel. But what if you have a couple of minutes? V'im hechshech lo atzomech lechatzos. So what do you do? Says the Dogam Meravava, Yekadesh mekiddush. V'yishta kos rishon and have the first kos. And then skip magid, says the Dogam Meravava. And wash your hands and make a motzi. And alachilas matzah. V'yochal. V'hagada yomer acharkach. That's the Dogam Meravava. Get the maisa mitzvahs and matzah before Chatzos, don't worry about Magid, don't worry about other things. This is a very tricky shayla. Other achronim do not agree with this Dogma Meravava. How can you skip Magid? Magid also has to be before Chatzos. The Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanchik, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and Rav Chaim, say, quotes the Dogma Meravava, and he says, it's a Bahani Alav. Dari Hadisarach Lamayal Bachilas Matzah, whom we shouldn't have Misafgal until the Halach Rabbazam and Azariah. But according to him, you have to do the Mina, the Sibrites Mitzrayim also before Chatzos. All the mitzvahs are connected. So if you're rushed for time, it is not clear that one should follow the Dogma Meravava, that one should just skip Magid totally. One has to, you have to know the halacha beforehand, because usually you can't ask a shayla at that moment, because it's under time pressure, but that is one point. But there's another question, and that is, I'm not skipping Magid. What happens if I'm in the middle of Magid? In the middle of Magid, or I'm in the middle of my meal? There's a story that's quoted in the Rav Shradron's biography, the Magid. Magid biography, that one time, I think Pesach Krohn quotes it. I think, I don't know if he's the author, but he quotes that he was once at a Seder. I think Rav Shradron got stuck in Chutz Laaretz at a Seder, and he was with Rabbi Krohn and the Magid were at a Seder, and it starts getting late and late and late and late. Chatzos is creeping up, they're not even up to the meal yet. And Rabbi Krohn, or the author, I don't remember who wrote that one, he wrote all the Magid books. But in the biography there, he says, he was sitting there, he was schwitzing, he's like, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden, Chatzos is coming closer, and it comes and goes. Didn't even get up to the meal yet! And Rav Shraidron, the Maggid, is relaxed and schmoozing and wonderful. And all of a sudden, 1:32 o'clock in the morning, they eat the afikomen and they keep going. He asked his Rebbe, what's going on? How do you do that? So he says, you have to understand. There's a machlokas aposkim, what to do when it comes to the afikomen, right? We pass like wasn't Azai Rebbe Akiva. It's machlokas aposkim. There's no machlokas about v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. That's l'kuli alma. And this woman who had me prepared this six-course meal for me, just for me, because I'm here, hatorecha kamocha zavadai. That beats out of machlokas. And therefore, in this year, I had to be machmeran hatorecha kamocha and make it on the others. So that's the magid. But there is, he didn't mention it in the story. That's a great story. But separate from that, there is a famous tnai of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, the Sacher Shavu Rebbe says, and then we'll continue. Sacher Shavu Rebbe says, what if it's late, it's almost chatzos, you're in the middle of the meal, you didn't get to the main course yet? Says the Avnei Nezer, you can make the following tonight. With this assumption, the Avnei Nezer assumes that the halacha of not eating after the afikomen only applies within the time that you're allowed to eat the afikomen. Meaning, let's say you have to eat the afikomen by chatzos. So says the Avnei Nezer, this is what you do. You're in the middle of your meal. It's 5 minutes to chatzos. Eat a kazayis of matzah. And have in mind and say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this is my mitzvah. And if not, I'm going to do the mitzvah later. After you eat, wait 4 minutes until chatzos comes. After chatzos, enjoy your meal. And then at the end of the night, eat another kazayis. Mimonifshach, says the Avnei Nezer, you were yotzei according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah right before chatzos. You were yotzei according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah before chatzos, Rabbi Akiva after chatzos. So that also is something that all the Achronim wonder if that is going to work. Who says the Isser of eating stops at Chatzos? Maybe according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to eat it before Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat anything else the whole night. So, but either way, that's an important shita to know related to the time issue. So again, back to our case. So when does something become nosar? Something become nosar, left over, when does one violate the Aveira? Machlokas Tanoim. Good. Continuing. Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? So, similar to what we said regarding the shechita of the Karen Pesach, Liz Karnisa Mitzrayim, it reminds us of Mitzrayim, but as he usually does, the Chinuch tells us something unique about the Isser of leaving over. What's the Isser? Zeshin it's Tavinish Lola Hosiri Menu, Ha'in Yanhu, Kiderech Melachim Besarim. It's the way of kings, She'enam Tzrichim Lahosir Mitavshila Miyom Al Yom. Kings don't eat leftovers. Right, kings don't eat leftovers. Kings eat everything they need to eat now, and then what am I going to eat tomorrow? I'm worried. I have to save it. I have to take a doggy bag. Wrap it up for me, please. Kings, no. I'll go to the restaurant again tomorrow. I'm a king. I can do whatever I want. I'm worried about my food for tomorrow. So says the Chinuch. Well, by the Isser of not eating, we are not leaving over. We're reflecting. Hashem, we're eating everything today. You'll give us tomorrow. We're not worried. We have bitachon. That's what's behind the Isser of leaving over. Because if one leaves over, that'll say, oh, I'm worried about tomorrow. No, we're not worried about tomorrow. Right? This relates to, he doesn't quote it, but it relates to a beautiful Gemara in Yuma that some might be familiar with, all the way at the end. Yuma Ayin Vav Ben Aleph. The Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Bibnei ma lo yarad lohem li Yisrael mon pamachas pashana. We know the great miracle in the mon, Bezchus Moshe Rabbeinu, the mon fell every single day. So the question is, why didn't Hashem let the mon fall one time a year? Hashem has to be matriach himself. Every day, let it fall one time a year. The Jews will save it. Hashem will make a nace that it won't rot. Just like it didn't rot from Friday to Shabbos, he'll make a nace that won't rot the whole year. What, he had to make it fall down every single day? Why do you have to do that? The Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Amar Lahem, he gives him a mashal. L'ma'a davar dome. L'melech basav adam sheish lo ben echad. Let's say a man, a king has an only child. Pasak lo mezonosa pamachas pashana. What happens if the king, basically an allowance. The king gives an allowance to his son. So either he can give him an allowance for the whole year. I'll give you $1 million. And he sees his son once a year. Or he gives him $10 a day. Because in that way he gets to see his son every day. Because he knows he's going to come. Says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the relationship every day. He wants the Jewish people thinking about him every day. If he gives the man at the beginning of the year, that's it, forget it. Every day you finish your man, okay, have bitachon. Daven for me to tomorrow, and then I'll give it to you tomorrow. Every day the mon fell. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants the relationship, and he wants Bnei Yisrael to have that bitachon, don't worry about tomorrow. That's exactly what the Isser of leaving over the Karen Pesach is, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to have that bitachon. Continuing, V'yalkein Amar, We continue. V'yalkeinu amar shem yosar mimenu sheyisarif kedavar shein chafetz bo. As we'll learn about, it's a separate mitzvah. If something is left over, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Mitzvah to burn it as if, you know, I don't need it. I don't need the leftovers, even if I did leave it over. Kederek malchei adama. The calls that lizkar v'lekvoa, this is all to remind us, believe, sheba'oso zman, go'alnu Hashem yizbarach me'abdus, v'naseinu ben chorin, we became free, we became royalty, v'zachinu l'malchus l'gdula. Fine, wonderful. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, v'noheges bischarim u'benekevas bizman abayis. The mitzvah applies, the aveir applies to men and women, bizman beis hamigdash. Fascinating question, ask the Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel. Who violates? Let's think about it. Let's say all of us, we're eating a Karim Pesach. The Rambam discusses that after you eat your kezayis, you can leave. Like we spoke about 2 days ago, they used to go up to the roof to say halal. After they finished the kezayis, some people were still eating. So let's say we each eat our kezayis. Some of us are slower eaters. So I'm allowed to leave, and I'm relying on you. The Rambam writes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Os Gimel. Kol echad shegabar achilaso, mutter lo latzeis, v'in tzorech lahamtan achaveir. You don't have to wait for your friend to finish. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. So who violates? The last guy in the room? He's stuck? What about everybody else already left? Who's going to violate? Is it whoever was connected to this karbon? You could say, I didn't know he wasn't going to eat it. I would have come back and eat more. De efshar im yatza v'hiniach ha'achirim ochlin, says the Kesef Mishnah, he suggests there in Hilchos Karmen Pesach, if I left other people eating, then it's not my problem. Lochal alav halav, de baal tosiru kivin shiniach ha'achirim ochlin. That's the Kesef Mishnah's suggestion. Only the last people in the room, they got to do what they can to eat. And if they see there's a lot of Karmen Pesach left, they can't let anybody else eat. But if they're the last ones there, they're the ones that violate. They're the men. Mikol makom, kasav zeh, b'derech efshar v'lo b'li relay. The Minchas Chinuch says, this was just a suggestion. But let me add to that suggestion, it would only make sense to me if they left gedolim. If they just left their six-year-olds eating the rest of the Karmen Pesach, then you can't say, oh, I thought they were going to, they'll have b'nei das. So if you want to say the Kesef Mishnah is right, which he's not even sure of, if you want to say the Kesef Mishnah is right, that it's only the people that are left, it's only if those people that were left were B'nai Deya. But if they're Hiktanim, since they're not B'nai Deya, B'vadei Achiyav Alav, it's the last one that was in the room, Kain Nira Pasha, the last Gadol that was in the room. Okay, that's Bizvan, Bizcharman Akevas. Continuing. V'over Alaha, V'hosir, Over Alav. Somebody violates, somebody leaves over on purpose, they get an Aveira. Get an Aveira. If you did it by accident, you also get an Aveira. Peshogeg. But, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Aval Ein Lokin Alav Zeh. No Malkus. No Malkus. Even though on almost every Aveira in the world, we do get Malkus for. Almost every Los Asay. That's not Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Most other Los Asays, you get Malkus for. Why don't you get Malkus here? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lefi Shehu Nitak La'asay. Nitak La'asay. First time we have that principle. This is an Aveira that's linked to a mitzvah. Right, other examples. Stealing. You don't get malchus for stealing because there's a lavanita glase. You can return it. Right, this is another one. Lavanita glase. I did an avera, but there's a mitzvah to burn it. And therefore, I do not get malchus for that. Shenemar v'anosim imenu ad boker bo'esh tisrofa. What's the svara for that? We'll get back to it soon. Bezrat Hashem. V'yalachi lavanita glase in lokan alav. Good. What the Sefer HaChinuch here says is not controversial, but why he has to say it is somewhat controversial. The Minchas Chinuch here, also in Os Ches, quotes the Kesef Mishnah Kash on the Rambam. There's another reason that the Sefer HaChinuch / Rambam could have said why you don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus for Lav Nitak Lase, but you also don't get Malkus by a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. If it's a lav that you violate by not doing something, you also don't get malchus. And the Kesef Mishnah says, a lav she'ein bo maisa, that reason is a more inclusive reason. So I don't understand why the Rambam didn't say it. Lav she'ein bo maisa, lav anita glase. The halach is, from Maseches Makos, by a lav anita glase, if I have a lav, an avera, that I have a chance to do a mitzvah, and therefore, I don't get malchus. What if I destroy my chance for doing the mitzvah? What's called bitlo velo bitlo. So there are shittas in Maseches Makos that say, if I destroyed my chance for doing the mitzvah, I get Malkus, because I have just destroyed my chance. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, quotes Achronim, what if I take this meat and I do something to it so that I throw it in the garbage, and now it's lost, it's pulverized, and now I can't burn it. So you would get Malkus if the reason was only a lav anita glase. But if you say the reason of lav she'ein bo maisa, there's no action involved in the Aveira, it's just leaving it over, there's no action, then you still wouldn't get Malkus. So ask the Minchas Chinuch and other Achronim, why does the Chinuch and the Rambam give the reason of Lav Anita Glase? Wouldn't it have been better to give the reason of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? That would be more inclusive. So again, you can look here. The Minchas Chinuch has a little discussion of it. We don't have time to go into it, but that is an important discussion. There's a fascinating question that is asked by the Sechemed. Sechemed, the encyclopedic work of the 1800s, right before the Encyclopedia Talmudit, the previous encyclopedia that there was the Sechemed from the 1800s. So he quotes, this is in Chelek Gimel, page 301. He quotes, why isn't every Avera in the Torah a Lav Anita Glase? Every Avera in the Torah should be Lav Anita Glase. Why? Because it's all Anita Glase to the Mitzvah of Tshuva. Every Avera that you do, you have to Tshuva. So why isn't every Avera Lav Anita Glase? Unbelievable Kasha. You know there's an answer to that question. That's one of those questions that's so good, you know, oh, come on. You have to formulate an answer, though. So why not? See, he suggests three answers, three different achronim. Number one, it's just pashut. Maybe the definition of lav anita glase is only by specific aseis, linked to that specific aveira. You can't just say, oh, tshuva. That's one answer given. A second answer given goes to the root of why is a lav anita glase pater? Why do you have all these turim? Lav anita glase is pater from Malkus. Lav shei mamayis is pater from Malkus. There are others, which we're not going to get into now. Lav shei beklolos. Lav shei intan lav shei mises bezdin. There are different other isurim that you don't get Malkus. Why? So the Gemara says that what's called dumya de lav de chasima. The pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitse that there's an isur. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal while it's working. Right? Unless you're going in somebody else's field, like Avram Avinu did. But it says, Losachsam Sharbadisho. Well, the animal's working. It's Sar Balei Chaim. You have to let it eat while it's working. So you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Right next to that pasuk is the source of Malkus. Arbaim Yaken Elo Yosef. So Chazal Darshin, you get Malkus for any Avera that's similar to the lav of muzzling. Dumya de lav de chasima. And therefore, you have to have an action involved. Putting on a muzzle is an action. So a lav shei b'maisa does not get malchus. That aveira doesn't have is not linked to a mitzvah. So a lav anita glase does not get malchus. That's the rule. Why you have all these pturim. That is not called a lav shei b'klolos. Whatever that means, not for now. So that's why you have all these pturim, because they're not dumya de lav de chasima. That is the reason why you're pater from malchus in all these cases. Suggest the stechemed to answer the question. Why isn't every aveira a lav anita glase for tshuva? But 1 minute. If you're going to say, it's a lundus, sharp. If every Avera is nita glase to tshuva, but that includes lav de chasima, losachlam sharpetisho is then a lav nita glase. So then memela, it is dubi de lav de chasima to be a lav nita glase. And you would get malchus for it, because it's exactly what muzzling is. So that's why he says, using circular logic, you say that you cannot categorize every Avera as a lav hanitak la'ase. One final point, and then we will stop, and that is, I wanted to mention it back in earlier, it has to do with the basic halacha, so on back in the Os Beis of the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses the only time that I violate an isser of leaving over is by something that I could have eaten. If I could have and should have eaten it, so then I violate. What about the bones? The doors are leaving over bones. What are you supposed to do with bones? You don't eat bones. What about anything inedible part of the body of the animal? Also, you don't violate. So he asks a very interesting question. What about if something is asur midrabanan to eat? So do I say that the raisa, I have to eat it, but midrabanan, they said I can't eat it, so the rabanan have the power to allow me to violate an avera. Or do I say no? He says, pashtus, I would say it's simpler. I would say, once it's not roy to eat midrabanan, the halach is, you only have an avera to leave over something that you can eat on any level. Once it's asur midrabanan, you can't eat it. Period. And therefore, there wouldn't be any isser of leaving over of noser. The only isser, again, is leaving over something that I should have eaten, and I leave it over. That's why it's b'sara pesach. So that is why it would not be in any kind of avera, even if it's only usser midrabanan. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'Hashem, we will continue on Sunday, I think, with mitzvah test, the mitzvah of tashbisu.